Hello, I'm Wendy Forster. I live at 4809 Brandon Creek, and the zip is 80301. Two words come to mind in relation to Avalon and Boulder Dance, and that is joy on the one hand and sustainability on the other. And I feel very strongly about both of these qualities. In a time of recession, it is actually thrilling to notice a self-sustaining arts organization and venue. I've danced at Avalon for the past year and a half and wish I had discovered it even sooner. I support the Palmer application. Over the past few years, I've paid attention to nonprofit models that actually work. I spent more than two decades in the dance world before moving to Boulder 16 years ago. Once here, I spent 2 years helping to launch the Dairy Center for the Arts. I'm sure we're all grateful for the Dairy as a home for various performing arts organizations. However, that paradigm with 100% nonprofits under one roof is not particularly sustainable these days. A number of people I know have contributed their quotient of years in order to keep it afloat as directors or board members. By comparison, the Avalon may have arrived at a formula for sustainability that we can all learn from. By pairing businesses with the requirements of high-quality arts-related space, the ballroom at Avalon is regularly filled with a lot of happy people. Dance, social, and participatory dance brings together a diverse cross-section of Boulder County on a high-grade sprung dance floor that reduces any chance of injuries. Those who meet there to dance are invariably most interested in becoming better dancers. In fact, I invite any of you to come anytime, and I'm sure we'll all dance with you. It is our passion and our joy to dance there. I would like to suggest that we recognize and even thank Boulder Dance for creating a lovely, sustainable dance space over the past few years, and wish it well. Rather than interfering with what is working, let's simply encourage them to carry on.
Thank you. Ms. Reiser and then Henry Mueller.